Dr. Volley, you mentioned that it is best to be there if possible. I had an experience with one broodmare, and she was really, really tricky about getting that foal on the ground when we weren't around. How frequently should you be checking your mare?
You know, realizing that delivery can be over and done in 20 or 30 minutes, oof, I could tell you every hour, but when they get really close, you could go in for that cup of coffee, and 20 minutes later, you can come out and have a foal on the ground. So sometimes people will put baby monitors in the stall so they can just hear the mare. If she gets down and starts grunting, then that'll kind of be a backup check. Other people put little TV cameras in. But every hour when they're close, and if they've been acting funny and you think they're already in stage one labor, I would then do hourly walk-by checks. If you feel they haven't shown you any signs, then at least every couple hours to see if they're showing you any sweating or nervousness or circling, and recognize that chances are they'll go during the night. Every once in a while, you'll have one that goes during the day. There are other delivery detecting devices out there. There's one called the Foal Alert, and it's actually a little magnet that you suture, that your veterinarian sutures in the vulva. So when the foal actually starts to come out through the birth canal and part the vulva, it pops this little magnet out of its holder, and an alarm will go off, and a pocket pager will go off. But I still say there's nothing better than physically walking by your mare on a pretty regular basis. To make sure she hasn't started.
So don't plan on getting too much sleep this spring.
That's right. And I hope it warms up because I'm sure it's going to be a little cool in the barn.